for inviting me over to study. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I know how busy you are with your own studying and how exhausted it's making you lately. You're always there for me. What would I do without you? I would probably be flunking out right now, but thanks to you, I'm about to graduate. What do I want to focus on? Well, I'm really struggling with geography. I think we have a quiz soon about major capitals. You know, the pop quizzes that we always get, and I always kind of don't do so good in them. I know they're easy, but once I get into my seat and the paper's in front of me, I just kind of panic and forget everything. Last time I forgot that England wasn't actually a city. Honestly, I was such a mess. You want me to recite them right now? Yeah, I guess that would help me show what I need to work on. Okay, here I go. First, Ottawa is Canada. Then there's Berlin, the capital of Germany. My cheat for that is remembering the Berlin Wall. Brazil's capital is Brasilia. I think all their creativity went into the name. Then the capital of Australia is Melbourne, right? No, wait. It's Sydney, is it? Oh, I'm gonna have to look. Oh, I always get confused. Oh. I mean, technically I was 50% right. Wait, it's Canberra? Why? No one's even heard of that. Mexico is Mexican City. Again, really creative. What is Sweden? Well, obviously it's IKEA. Duh. Come on. Laugh! It was funny! Here, watch! Okay, now it's your turn. Still not laughing, huh? Fine, then what's the capital, mister? I'm too serious for jokes. Stockholm? Oh yeah? Well, I wouldn't mind getting Stockholm Syndrome from you. Oh, so now you laugh. Yeah, it was a joke. I promise 100% it was totally a joke, not serious at all. Okay. Finland is Helsinki, right? It's not? Oh, well, I'm pure and innocent. I can't say that word. Wait, I have to? Fine. Helsinki. I thought it was cute, mister. I'm too serious to be cute. Okay, let me just write a couple more notes and then we'll move on. Well, what should we do now? We have been doing this for quite a while. I guess it can't be helped. You're so adorable when you sleep. Your forehead looks so kissable. I guess I should tuck you in. I know how exhausted you've been from working yourself so hard these days. It seems like the only thing you talk about is what you're going to do for university and worry about not getting in. I know I told you before, but that's really ridiculous. You're such a smart guy, and you're nice too. And I'm just glad that school is almost over. Not because it'll finally be summer, but because I'll have the old you back. My best friend. The one I grew up with. The one I made so many memories. The one that I love. I believe in you. I know you will do amazing in your exams. And amazing after. In anything that you do. You can and will do anything you want to do. I just know it. Once this week is finally done, we'll have the next few months to ourselves. We'll be adults and it'll be our break before university. We can do anything and everything we want. Together, I hope. I'm excited and a little scared. I just don't want us to drift apart. Especially because I know we applied to the same schools. And with your help, my grades should be enough to get me in. But I still worry. I don't want to lose you. My first real crush. Oh, look at that cute forehead. It'll be you and me against the world this summer. I'll get used to you being by my side over the next few years. I'll always be there for you. I promise. You mean so much to me. You always will. No matter what happens. Even if we do go to different universities, I'll always have your back. I'll just hope that you'll look after yourself when I can't. I worry so much sometimes. I guess if you were awake, you would have realized this by now, but I worry so much because I like you. And I have for years. Now, get some rest, please. I hope you sleep well. I think I'll stay around a little